Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
They're going to simply show the rest of their hand, or they're still debating among themselves what to do with this final hearing.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane explains a review of evidence at today's final January 6th committee hearing. No witnesses are scheduled to appear. Since July, the committee has interviewed more members of former President Donald Trump's cabinet and received a trove of Secret Service communication leading up to the Capitol riot. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio wants $33 billion to aid in the recovery from Hurricane Ian.
We will fight for the money, as we've supported for other states, that is needed for emergency relief. Money that's going to be spent now, not money that's going to be spent 5 years from now.
All 16 of Florida's GOP members of Congress voted against the recently approved stopgap funding bill, which had $19 billion in FEMA disaster aid, though not specifically dedicated to Ian recovery. The Treasury is investigating Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' migrant transports to determine if the Republican improperly used COVID-19 aid. State lawmakers had directed $12 million in interest earned from COVID-19 aid to be used to transport unauthorized people from Florida, not necessarily from other states like Texas. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones was ordered to pay $965 million to the families of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Families accused Jones of pushing the lie that the 2012 shooting spree didn't occur. Jones admitted during the hearing he was wrong. Pennsylvania Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman weighed in on the controversy surrounding the effects of a stroke he suffered in May, asserting his cognitive function and memory have been unaffected.
There's no secret that sometimes I'm going to miss words, and sometimes I'm going to mush two words together, and that's the truth.
Fetterman's fitness to serve has come into question as NBC News reported it used closed captioning equipment to assist him in a recent interview. Early voting is underway in several states. Civic groups urge planning how and when to vote. Piney Chiaron with the Arizona chapter of the League of Women Voters says the website vote411.org provides clear, unbiased information.
This is an easy way in which they can find out what is that ballot initiative mean. If I vote yes, what does it mean? If I vote no, what does it mean? And people who support it, what are they saying? And people who oppose it, what are they saying?
The California Attorney General launched an independent investigation into the Los Angeles City Council over the city's redistricting process. The move comes on the heels of leaked audio of three council members scheming to protect Latino political strength in council districts. Racist language was used, including accusations council member Michael Bonin used his young black son as an, quote, accessory.
My husband and I are both raw and angry and heartbroken and sick for our family and for Los Angeles.
Some council members have stepped down. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.